Proclamation number 8995 of 14th of June, 1965. Life and Divine Order. If you humans would all move in divine order, then your maturing would be guaranteed, because you would then live in love, which is the epitome of divine order. You would then also stand in fullest truth, because the light of truth would shine in all of you, and this truth inevitably leads you towards me. But how does it look in mankind? I-love comes first, but neighborly love, which is unselfish, is rarely practiced by only one man, and so door and gate is open to my opponent, where he can have an effect and also does this, by him leading you into error, which lets you fall into his hands more and more, and which can never ever lead to me. And so you also know about the reason of your low. You know it why also the great earthly trouble is in the world. You know it that one is the enemy of the other, because all of you lack love, because it has grown cold among men, and without love no liberation from my opponent is possible. Therefore a limit is set for you men of the present time, because you no longer make use of earth life to bring your soul to maturity. But the few who still move in divine order I know. They belong to mine, whom I will rapture as the stock of the new human race. The others will have to take the path once more, for the earth will be dissolved and its external form totally changed. Then the upward development of the spiritual is to progress again, because everything pushes towards perfection. All spiritual still bound in form wants to progress in its development, and for this purpose will again be begotten in the new creations. So that in the beginning a harmonious state will prevail, where all bound spiritual likes to serve and thereby again and again becomes free out of form. And that is why the act of dissolving and of forming and you cannot be seen as an act of unkindness, because the spiritual in the last form as man has failed, and so it itself gave the impetus to the complete destruction of the outer form, and dissection is ended to now let a completely new earth follow, where now also the souls will come to maturity faster. But no man wants to believe in it and does not make use of the short earth time, because whether also my word is constantly supplied to you from above, men do not believe it and ridicule everyone who brings this to their attention. But since only love would give them this knowledge, the state of man is also hopeless. Even so the great trouble before will still give many the opportunity to awaken love in them in view of the great tribulation, which will come over mankind. Because through this a rescue is still to be hoped for, that men are touched by the trouble of their fellow men and are lovingly active. Then I will also visibly come to the aid of those who are driven by love to alleviate the trouble. But there will only be a few of them. But the end comes irrevocably and will surprise men. It initiates a new redemption period, which again starts with a paradisiacal life, which also lasts for a long time, and many souls enter the kingdom on the other side maturely, where they can again work as spirits of light. I can only call out to all of you, once the time is ended, which was granted to you on this earth. And if you fail, you will not be spared the fate of a new banishment, so that after an endless time you will again reach the stage as a human being and now have to make the decision again to whom you want to belong. Me or my adversary. And your fate will always be how this decision turns out. Amen.